I will tell you, she was not happy with the 9:30 wake up. She said, why are you recording so early?
Because we're dads and we've got stuff to do.
That's right.
Don't you people enjoy a sleep in?
I did enjoy a sleep in. I slept until 8:30.
Now, we're talking about a Justine sleep in here.
Can that be point one?
Yeah.
When is a sleep in taking the fucking piss? Now, second issue, travel dad's missing.
There is travel dad.
So, well,
he could
instilling real dad time principles into everybody. He might be up to his third hour of his PowerPoint presentation to his family.
I'm surprised they're not at the airport.
Well, maybe that's what the issue is. He's trying to find some solid Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Where are we
Travel
going?
Dad.
Travel dad.
Travel dad.
Oh, that beard, Rich, that's looking lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Europeans are going to go wild over that.
I know. I'm literally going to look like fucking Mick Dundee from nowhere coming in there.
If I was sitting next to you on the plane, I'd use it as a pillow. It's very inviting.
And I would encourage you to do so if you were sitting next to me.
Okay.
Well, now, the stewardesses had come through and just be like, excuse me, have you seen where Mr. Barry's gone?
Hand reaches
hello.
Hello. My little Coke.
His little baby hand coming out of the billion.
Hey, it's Dad Pants. Hello. Doing a rare morning record and some morning trousers for you. This is Stu, and Rich is there. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Stu.
Matt's there. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Ben's there. Hello, Ben.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, everyone feeling fresh? Mm. This is a good dad time to be podcasting.
Indeed. Already had a walk this morning. Lovely.
Yep. Yeah. I had the opportunity to sleep in and, of course, got up at 6 o'clock and
yes,
that's started someone. Pottering around.
I'm unfortunately have got a kind of bad back at the moment. So for the first time ever.
That's real dad.
Well, that's bad. But the first time ever, I caught myself doing that old dad walk, which is just like a roll side to side.
Oh.
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Sure do.
Very familiar.
You get it in gouty looking people, but but it's not gout. It's just a pinched nerve. I just can't get my usual... You know, strut going.
Dad swagger going.
So do you have a card? Do you have a card that tells people it's not gout? I've got a pinched nerve.
Proudly gout free on the shirt.
Oh.
Well, there's a lot to get through in this episode. We had the bit weird special where we talked about how weird we were last time. We'll do a few follow-ups on that soon. But, Rich, something happened to you recently which we haven't addressed yet. Yeah. Which is my bad, but you had some serious appendix problems, didn't you?
Yeah, I just had my appendix ripped out. It was a bit of a weird scenario. Just sitting around one day and had a bit of a sore belly button and tried to ignore it, and it didn't go away. And I was like, pretty sure I've got a hernia or something. Probably done something all gout related.
Yeah.
And then so I went to the doc, and he goes, "Oh, you better go to the emergency." Went to the emergency, and they said, "Yeah, we're going to you." I'm going to take your appendix out. I thought, okay, cool. And so then, had it was in there for a couple of days and got it ripped out and experienced all the joys of a regional hospital. And it was all done and dusted. It was all very, very smooth. It was a little bit uncomfortable for a little bit, but to say, I was really surprised. I thought that appendicitis kind of came with a lot of violent vomiting and diarrhea and that
that's
kind
what I was going to ask. Your description sounds very casual.
it was incredibly casual. This was the weird thing about it. Like, and that's why the doctors were a bit baffled at first as well, because they were like, physically, your pain is presenting as like the textbook case of appendicitis, but you have none of the related symptoms. Like, there was no fever, there was no vomiting, there was nothing else. It was only kind of the actual physical pain. But then I had the scans and everything. They were like, it's pretty badly inflamed. And if we can just, put you on the antibiotics and we'll probably suppress it, but you'll just be back here in a couple of weeks having to get it removed anyway. So we're just going to rip it out. But yep, that sounds good. Much prefer to get it over and done with. I've got tiny little keyhole scars. Mm. I'll tell you what, though. I got thumped about three times by C-section. Like, for some reason, pregnant women get priorities over a slightly fat bloke with an uncomfortable belly button. I just don't really understand that.
You should have said, hey, I'm getting something organic taken out of me too, and my belly's just as big.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it was all good. I've read a bit that there was a bit of weight loss associated with appendicitis. That's a myth. Don't believe that. So anyone out there who's looking for that quick fix, just go out and get your appendix done.
I think the caveat is don't go and eat 10 eclairs straight off.
Probably.
Look. That was, yeah, it's good to hear that you're going okay and that you weren't in too much discomfort, but I've got to admit, I was distracted through that whole thing by the fact that you appear to be wearing new headphones. Is that right?
Oh, I am wearing new headphones.
Were they on special?
Well.
did you get them free with underpants?
Pretty much, yeah. It was, I spent a lot of time, and I was looking at it for special, and they were on special, but they weren't. They're not particularly well-known brand name ones, but they are very comfortable and they're doing the job at the moment. So I'm quite happy. It was a good purchase. They were like, I think, $60 down from 140, and kicking goals.
Special is relative though. Like you can get a special off something high end. But if the specials, I go off percentage rather than amount of money. Mm. Like, you know, if something's 25% off, you're kind of interested. 30 to 40, hello.
There you've got I completely agree. I think anyone who says, 20% off this weekend, I'm like, why are you bothering? Why are you targeting me with this ad? You should know me better than by now. All these social media platforms that I've pumped all of my information into.
Agreed. Yeah.
All right.
You know me better. You know I won't even look at something unless it's 40%.
Yeah, I got an ad yesterday for a high-end coffee machine that was like 80% off, and it was still like $800. And I was like,
That makes sense.
I really don't do that, but that sounds good.
Can you send that one through to us, please, Matthew?
But the dad appreciation of something on the special is circular, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So you start off at the 5-10%, there's not much interest. Maybe it's oval. And then we get into the 30s and 40s, we're rising. Mm. But I say to you, once something's about getting to that 70-80% discount, then it goes down because you've got to be
diminishing returns.
But yeah, you've got to be suspicious of that.
Absolutely.
Why would that special be? Why would that exist?
I think we need to talk to marketing guru Wiggins, who is, Mr. Retail, would know exactly about the psychology of marketing.
He's never taken 80% off anything in his life.
Well, this is the thing. Look, this is the thing about working in the industry that I have worked in, is that I won't even look at anything unless it's 60% off.
You've got to overdate us all the time, don't you?
But it's not like it's. But it. This has been built into me. Like this is not a choice that I am making. It is now like I'm Pavlov's dog.
You are, William.
That's right. It has to be six.
I like the idea of you salivating when you see six in front.
Hello.
Just the six in front. Two digits with the six in front, and Wiggins is.
I'm up. I'm up and about.
I think I've just got the image for the episode that I'm going to use.
Can I just ask, then, when you go past, and this is what always gets me, is that I've become now immune to walking past like kitchen and homeware stores, which has the constant, closing down sale or last minute sale. And, this is our big sale, which is everything is 60% off. And I'm just like, nah, don't even look at that anymore.
Yeah.
Not even interested. Unless there's something specific I'm going to buy. You're not going to get me in with that because once again, it's that diminishing returns. You've overplayed your hand.
And I've been burnt by the home store previously at where I've gone, you know what? I do need something. I'm going to go and find a store with the most posters out the front of it screaming at me for nothing under 60% off.
Oh.
And I went in and I thought I made a really good purchase. I nearly bought a knife block. Nearly bought two knife blocks.
I know. This is what they do to you.
Seven for nothing. But I got home and found that my purchase was not what it seemed.
Oh.
It was the cookware that I had purchased was absolutely not $1,000 worth of cookware down to
$300. Yeah, see, that's the thing about the markdown. Yeah.
And that's
you it. Mark it up so you can mark it down.
Mark it down. It's marked up for a day and then they mark it down.
Yep.
I was worried you were going to say that you fed it after midnight and got some water on it, then riggins, and it was going to turn into something you unexpected. It was not what I purchased.
I think what I might do is just cut out the last 5 minutes and drop it back into the Dad's a Weird episode from last week. I think that's a very good example of that. While we're talking, well, while we're referencing last episode, we may as well get a couple of follow-ups going here. We go.
Yes.
How did your mum react to the Casablanca revelation?
I haven't spoken to her about it.
You seem so excited to.
Excited. It's going to change their life, make her cry.
She's been away.
That was
she's
been away. Mother's she's, Day. Was it before Mother's Day? No, it was
mate, she's been away like for the last, well, it seems like the last 4 or 5 weeks.
All right. So. Yeah, okay. Moving on then.
Sorry, listeners. Sorry, listeners.
That's all right. No, buying cheap stuff. I found myself doing it as well this week. My wife has hundreds of dollars worth of moisturizers, ointments, all the rest of it, right? I bought a $4 little tube of moisturizer because it was down from $8. And that I considered that. I ummed and ahed about it for a couple of minutes. I went, does my face really need to be moist? Do I really need to be smooth?
At this time of year, yes, Stu, I would say the answer is yes.
I would agree.
But also, was this on an end cap in a supermarket? Did you find this moisturizer in a specific area of the supermarket?
No.
It wasn't in the moisturizer section?
It was moisturizer section.
Okay, all right.
Just at a Hills Up Woodstock?
Yeah, loitering around the moisturizer section.
Well, actually, I do have...
A peeps in the moisturizer section.
I do have a second story about that supermarket aisle a little bit later, so hang on for that.
No, I completely agree, Buck. But I tell you what, I think what I get more offended by is the fact that my wife refuses to buy anything which is on special in that category of product. I'm like, well, this is, why don't you just wait till it goes on special? Like, you know, we're talking the amount that they actually spend on this toiletries. And like, you know, I'll go buy beard balm. I will refuse to buy beard balm unless it's 60% off.
Yep.
60% off, I'll buy some beard balm. Okay. Or beard butter or whatever happens to be going. Whatever's on special. I don't even care. Like, you know, but yeah, like it's always just full price.
No allegiance. Like, see,
what?
That's
what are you doing?
I think that needs to be a dad rule, is that there's no allegiance to product.
Yes.
It's only
sorry, that was a bit loud.
Enthusiastic,
allegiance,
not allegiance.
Allegiance to price.
Allegiance to price. Yes. Allegiance to percentage off. That's it. And I wasn't fast enough to get a screenshot of your face then, Ben, when Rich said that wife refuses to have anything on special.
I wanted to shout my wife out because she is also of, like, she will always buy stuff on special. But she overbuys. So she will make a, you know, like it's, yeah, she'll buy four
math.
Of something.
That's if, the girl math.
If body wash is on special.
Yeah, you buy lots of it.
Buy four.
You're saving money.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do, because I do the shopping, right? And I've never learned. I've done the shopping for years. I never learn. Because I'll see something that's on special, for like quite a good discount, and I'll go, well, I better buy 10 of those. When's it ever going to be on special ever again?
And next week, yeah.
2 weeks later. Always.
Yeah. Having said that, though, like, you know, I do recognize the importance of buying quality as well. It's value. Yeah. It's about value for money. Like, I won't scream, like, you know, I won't buy a shitty brand of something just because it's on special either.
Mm.
Or if I do, I've done it and I've been burnt and I hate myself. I think mayonnaise is probably the big example.
I was going to say grey meat.
I thought you were talking about
purchased any grey meat.
I thought you were talking about washing machines and things like that. No, mayonnaise.
Nah, mayonnaise. Never buy. That's one of my benchmarks. And tea.
Yes.
Oh,
mayonnaise and tea. You always got to buy the good quality tea, the good quality mayonnaise. Because like you think about how much you use it and the relative expense per serve. You're like, you know, sometimes it's just I still wait for a couple of specials.
And you can't scrimp on things you rely on. Sometimes you rely on a good cup of tea just to have a little break in the afternoon or whatever. And if it's a shit cup of tea, you're going, I can't even have this.
Yeah.
Sorry. Look, as ever, I didn't expect this to be the markdown special, but we probably do need to keep going. I have a bit of upsetting petrol station talk that's going to not fill you with any kind of joy. And I suppose it's a case of looking out for it because we talked about it.
Mm.
But also it was a case of looking out for it because it's something that I, in the past, have admitted to on a different podcast that can now no longer be found.
Oh.
So at the petrol Bowser, I pull up, filling the car up. Next Bowser across from me comes a ute, out comes a traffic controller of the female variety.
Oh, no.
Which I have admitted in the past.
Here comes the baseline, yeah.
I've admitted in the past to having a, just getting a little, fascination. Anyway, I'll leave that there.
They got out of the car in slow motion. That's all we know.
Yeah, with wind seeping through there. That's right.
Exactly.
It was the exhaust from a truck, but.
The matey's hair metal playing in the background.
She's pulled up to the Bowser. And the reason I'm saying female is because clear non-dad, right? She pulled up to the Bowser. She did not open up her gas tank. She did not fill the car with petrol. She walked straight inside. Went to the toilet.
Whoa. So pulled up to the Bowser and then used the toilet immediately.
Yeah. Before filling.
Who does she think she's for?
Did you?
Oh, I'm filling up. See, I'm using the toilet because I'm a customer. I don't think so, love. I don't think so. Yeah. Was that the psychology behind it, do you think? Or you're not sure? Or did she come back and then fill up or you didn't hang around?
I just think she's so non-dad that the idea of getting out of there as quickly as possible is like a minus in her mind.
Did you call the cops? That's what we talked about.
He's been banned.
Yeah.
I went in.
Is there any car parks available?
Yeah, that's right.
I went in, reached across the counter to the loudspeaker button and started doing myself.
Yeah, no. Just passive-aggressive note on the dashboard. That's what you needed to
do. Yeah. Just with a QR code to last week's episode. Yeah. Last month's episode, sorry. Yeah, disgraceful.
That's poor etiquette.
Like, you know.
Did she fill up?
I'd long gone, mate.
You were gone.
But by the time she got out of toilets, I'm a dad.
You should have just sat there and hung around and watched, and then some other bloke.
Yeah, it's beeping at you.
Somebody's about you on another podcast. This guy just sat there leering over this female traffic controller and then just sat there waiting for her to come back to the car. I think he might have been the stalker. True crime podcast. We're going to find out who this guy is.
Here's what I don't understand. She is a traffic controller. That's she understands the concept of
very good point.
Traffic controlling in, traffic out.
Mixing two of our topics from last week. Last month, fuck you. Last month.
There's your title, right. Traffic Flow. Done.
Yep. Ben, we've been waiting. Run us through the lawn compliment.
Yes, and slow down,
So last episode,
yes,
Ben told us that he mowed the lawn in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
His wife noticed and complimented him, and he had a glow for ages. Now, first question to you. How different?
All right. So usually I would do a east to west, but then also with a north to south. So there are two sections to the lawn, right? So it would have, I would go side lawn all the way out in a straight line to the road.
Just look at his face while he's explaining.
Can I just ask? Sorry. This is probably a good point of clarification.
Yes.
So are you saying that you do strips, you don't do concentric circles, like you're not doing a spiral?
Oh, no.
No, I don't.
There are some serious big eyes happening in this podcast.
Dad off.
I do not.
I'm seeing a dad off starting.
So you're just going, oh, no, no, I've got no problems with it. Like, you're wrong. But so you're just going in straight lines in east-west or north-south direction. There's not the
slow. I do not strap my muller
I just wanted to clarify.
The
clothesline.
To the clothesline and just let it go round and round and round. No. I've got basically a square lawn. Most of what I have is just right angles. There are no curves in my lawn. So usually I would go all the way, like east to west, big long strips, and then go up and down the hill, north-south. So there are two different directions of cut on the lawn at any one time, which looks fine. But then I decided, you know what? I'm just going to go east to west for the entire lawn, and made a difference.
So
the wife,
made a.
She drove in after I'd finished, and made my probably my last 8 weeks by telling me the lawn looks amazing, and so now I'm not going to mow the lawn any other way.
So presumably the north-south part of it, was that originally you did that for ease's sake?
Correct.
So what made you say, nuts to that, I'm giving myself extra difficulty? Like what spurred the change?
Strangely enough, the change has actually
come from
realized that now by going east to west for the whole lawn, I'm actually mowing the lawn downhill the entire time rather than having to go downhill and then push it back up the hill.
Right.
I'm now going across the hill but also down the slope. So there is it's actually an easier mow than what it was previously.
Can you tell everyone your address so they can get onto Google Maps and get in nice and close to see what you're talking about?
Not at the moment because there's been no mow due to excess rain.
I don't think they do daily Google Map updates, but
How often is Google so you can see posts if there's a is it on file that you can see old ones?
I've got a booking, so Google Maps just come. I just send them photos.
Don't take it till after I've mowed.
Not today.
Well, that's because he went on Google Maps and saw they still had the brown strip from his front yard and went
swale.
Update that.
I don't want to talk about
And he just
that,
runs around like he's got a cricket stump on his head with a big ball on it, but he's holding his phone, so it looks like it's the Google Maps camera car going past, so you get the shadow. He does it authentically. It's pretty good. What do you reckon? Do you reckon anyone's actually done the science behind how far you walk doing concentric circles compared to up and downs?
Yes, and I guarantee you
the effect on the grass? Like, I'm just wondering, what's the most efficient? Because I've always done the spiral. Like, I just do it.
I've got an easy solution for you. You're a teacher, right? I assume you've still got at primary school those trundle wheels.
Yeah.
So just take one of those to your lawnmower and give both a go.
Man, that's a great idea. I'm just gonna attach it to my lawnmower anyway. Just for the sake of it. I'm not even gonna measure it.
Oh man.
I'm just gonna click over.
Yep. So glad trundle wheels popped into my head. I haven't thought about that for a long time.
Our good friend Craig Phillips, when he started teaching primary school, was so excited about the fact that there were trundle wheels. He did it like three weeks in a row, just every day. It was like, let's go out and measure something else with a trundle wheel. He was so excited.
That's so good. They're so good now as well because they've got like their little ticket counter on it.
Yeah, a little
reader. You remember we used to have to count? We used to count the clicks.
Yeah.
Whereas now they've got like a proper little counter on it. So you just burl along and then at the end it tells you exactly how far you've gone. You just reset it and do another one. I don't blame Phillips for a second.
No.
I'll incorporate trundle wheels at every given opportunity. And now I'm going to get them. I'm actually going to get them to do the entire field, pretending to follow the lawnmower around.
Yes.
You're just going to walk around Europe with your family with a trundle wheel.
Hang on. Just got to get back to the zero. Let's go.
Listeners. You didn't know you wanted it, but there it is, trundle wheel talk. And, of course, Right in. You could have more of it next episode if you want. So, presumably you've mowed your lawn again since that original compliment.
Yes.
Were you chasing that same high? I mean, did your wife come out and go, oh, it's okay, I guess?
No, like, no one made any... Oh, actually, no, I tell a lie. My neighbour actually came out and said, geez, your lawn looks good.
Fuck.
Oh.
But
oh.
No one in my
that's
family
blowing a dad
any
load, right? No, I went, no.
I was going to say...
There's too
many erections going on in this podcast at the moment.
That's
between traffic controllers and lawn compliments. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So you've had the wife and you've had the neighbour.
Yes.
You need your mum to stop by. If she mentions it, then you win a prize, surely. You must, or father-in-law.
Father-in-law.
Yes, that's right.
That's the holy trinity.
Then you win a prize.
Lord compliments.
Don't you? You get to retire. I can't remember what the actual rule is.
It's the holy trinity of lawn compliments. Oh, my
God. The father-in-law, the wife, and the nosy neighbour.
That's exactly right.
That's good.
Just invite Ray over. We go just... out of nowhere. No, nothing's happening. Just come over and just stare at it.
Come over.
Hey? Oh, no, don't come in. You definitely need to stay outside.
you're not getting out of the car.
Then he's not noticing, so you have to pretend to trip over something and fall onto the nicest bit.
Oh, the softest part.
Oh, it's so soft.
Thought I'd hurt myself, but I didn't.
Okay. Now, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're here recording with us today.
Why is that?
You were at an event yesterday.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Party Central, am I right?
Party Central, yeah, it was happening.
What was it?
It was a, I can't remember the exact name of it, but anyway, it was like a DJ.
Proving the point, really.
DJ set at Hopscotch Bar in Canberra. 24 years. Next year will be the big one, the 25 years of the festival. They do it every long weekend in June.
Mm.
And it was, a rave, kind of just DJ sets.
Rave for who, though?
Old people. Yeah. Because it started at 1 PM.
Nice.
And went through till, I believe, till 12:30 a.m. But we've been to, I guess, 4 or 5 now. And, we leave around 8 o'clock every time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What time? Does it finish then, or does that
No, it goes till 12:30, but there is a distinct change in the crowd.
Dynamic.
Well,
right.
It's the same as when you used to go out as a young person and you'd start at 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
If you were out for a big night, around, I don't know, 2 in the morning, the atmosphere turns a little sour. Yeah. People have had too much to drink and the dance floor just gets a bit, I don't know how you would put it.
Floppy?
Yeah, we were looking for signs last night because we wanted to know, like, how can we tell it's time to leave? There's far more farting going on. That's one of the first signs.
Oh, right.
Once the fart start, then...
The Metamucil kicks in and everyone starts...
Ooh. Everyone's had a few beers, too many beers, and their digestive system is just a bit out of whack. But once the big men start jumping, then it's time to leave.
Is that too long to be a title?
What a great phrase.
I'm going to say, that's going to be it. It's going to be a bumper sticker.
Yeah, I mean, next time you go out for where there's old people, just keep an eye on it because everyone's very respectful dancing in their own space. But once they've had too much to drink, then you cop a few more elbows and shoves from people being a bit more sloppy.
Like a mosh circle. Like an old man mosh circle.
Yeah.
Is it just drinking or are the people getting on the disco bickies and stuff?
If I was to guess in a quite an educated way, then I would say the mood would change from sort of an MDMA vibe to more of a cokey sort of harsh vibe. When we were younger, that's at 2 a.m. Now, 8 p.m. Yeah. It's 8 p.m. and starts to get...
What about geriatric disco biscuits as a title?
It is like another great thing is trying to guess how old people are because if they've been ravers all their lives, then it's tough, hard. Yeah, it's a hard life. And it's the same with the DJs. Like you're looking at these people DJ who have a following in that world and then you'd look up, when they were in their prime, like everyone in the audience, like 20, 25 years ago, and you're like, oh, boy. Like, they've aged 50 years in 25 years, the DJs.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, no,
I love watching the old, they pop up sometimes in the nostalgia sites going around at the moment, but when they interview kids going into Big Day Outs in like 1994 and 1995 and just how dare we all were, and then you're like, yep, they're probably all, you know, CEOs and carrying on, they're living these days.
Yeah, it's a good thing too, like trying to work, oh, man, I wonder what that person's job is on the weekend. Like, there's all kinds, but there's just very haggard people, you just have no idea.
You didn't see Albo there by any chance?
No, I was hoping.
No, Albo loves to get on the decks every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't surprise you, but geez, but there's so much dad that I have to tell you, the most dad thing happened yesterday was I went to use the bathroom and all the trough was like a lineup. And so I went into just the cubicle and the guy that was in before me on his way out said, hang on, I've written down the actual phrase because I was like, that's as most dad. He said, just letting you know, man, I pissed in that and I left not a drop on the seat.
Oh.
So I was like.
Pay it forward, dad.
But I don't know. I was like, is he actually saying that to his wife? And he's, you know, just saying it through me, like just to prove.
Just is.
I was like, what a weird thing to say.
Hey, ask that bloke. Hey, when has a man ever cared about that in a men's toilet?
That's what I was like, okay, thank you, sir.
Maybe he's just proud. Maybe it's the first time he's ever done it.
That's right. He was very proud, let me tell you. He had to tell me. He really felt the need to tell me. Just.
Is that a dad commandment? I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. Absolutely not.
I kissed and left not a drop.
I think be careful when the big man jump is more of a dad commandment.
Be careful when the big man
It's very true. I'm a small man and the big men start jostling. It's like, oh, boy, it's time to go.
So but there's no age restriction on the tickets. It's not like 35 and above. It's just
It is
that.
Interesting, like the youngest people there. I have no idea. And again, I think the age group sort of gets younger as the night goes on when, you know, but I don't know. The youngest people there when we got there at like 2:30. Well, probably still early 30s, I'd say. Nothing younger than that. But, yeah, it's just who doesn't want to do that? Just go out, have a few drinks, dance, home at 9 o'clock. It was just,
beautiful.
It's
nice.
I mean, you're all welcome to join us next. We could do a dad pants. Come down next year.
Give us a warning. Yeah. Oh, long weekend. Yeah, June long weekend. It's a sign of friendship whether we'd come to Canberra in June.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Just keep sending through those bills, like screenshot.
Well, that was it. You had to find a spot when we first got there. Find a spot that where it was warm enough, where you're not near the door. Sometimes it's outside. This was luckily they'd moved it inside.
I imagine that spot was just outside those men's toilets and all the fart guff coming out there of the door,
plenty
warming
of
people
guff.
Nearby.
Oh, absolutely.
Did they put any tartan blankies around just for all the oldies to sit and
just have a little,
some ginger nuts and cups of tea, complimentary on the side.
High quality tea, high quality mayonnaise. That was what was on offer.
Yeah, I think when someone said, do you want any disco biscuits? They were thinking ginger nuts.
There was someone pointed out to me, I wasn't yesterday, but when we were there probably last year, someone pointed out to me, you can tell the parents who are there and it's like their first outing, you know, like they've got young kids.
Because you can see it.
No, you can tell by like they're dancing and they're into the music, but then they sort of, they haven't quite let go. So the fear enters their eye of like, I wonder what's happening at home.
Yeah.
What time do I have to, what time is it? What time? That's always pretty fun.
How munted can I get? How munted can I get?
That's right. Yeah. It's, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of people telling you how much they can drink versus when they to get home in and be, you know, in any kind of condition. It's just a lot of old people who know their plans to have plans and systems set up by that stage.
Yeah.
It's incredible, isn't it? Like, you know, because it was, there was never in the equation when you're a kid. Like, it was always kind of, even if you're working the next day, it's like, yep, I got to start work 6, so I can go through to 4:30, 5:15, get 20 minutes sleep, and I'll be good to go.
Or always night where you go, yeah, I might just be better off staying up. I might just, why would
Absolutely,
just,
yeah.
Well, how about this?
Invariably,
you know, in lieu of getting a sponsor on this show, we can make money a different way. Next year, we go down and we set up a recovery stall.
Oh.
So,
yes.
Like you said, you've got some nice cups of tea, ginger nuts.
Yeah.
Danka rub.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Plenty of Voltaren on the go there. Voltaren. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Tartan blankies.
Yeah.
Massive attack.
Yep.
And just a TV that's just keeping up appearances for... bring everyone back to,
yeah,
back
bring,
to zero.
Yeah, lower them down. Yeah. There were a lot of... I mean, the other thing is there are a lot of people... Because you see the same people every year. And then you would have a chat. You're like, you're not dancing. And it'd be like, no, my knees. I've got my knees. Like, yeah. A bit of bursitis.
So do we need
gout,
a massage
probably some gout
well.
Dancers. Yeah. You need... Need a massager as well.
I just thank you, Buckland, for letting me tick off keeping up appearances off my bingo card because that was brilliant.
It was either that or one foot in the grave, and I went. With
oh no! It's always a, so. It's
that's
a tough
too far. That's too.
That would have been a bit of a slap in the face for the oldies there.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's right.
Yeah. Look, let's pencil it in.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a good time.
Yes,
that's awesome.
All right. Something else I saw recently, and I thought it was a perfect meme for this show, and it was out on the socials, was it said, we don't care about your star sign. What's your hose setting? So I need to know, fellas, on your multi-setting hose fixture, mm-hmm. if we're talking about what best describes you, forget the astrological chart, what's your setting, hose setting? Now, think of it this way. I'm a Leo, and I would probably say that would be closest to Jet. It's just always thinking that you're the best. You got to push your way through any situation.
Yeah, sharp.
Sharp. Yeah, always at the forefront. So, or trying to be. So, yeah, what do you think?
I'd probably say a shower.
The Omelette Rain.
A shower, a midstream shower, so kind of... A little bit forceful sometime, but still get good coverage. Making sure that
good dead coverage.
Dead coverage. Yeah.
You know, needs to go a bit harder sometimes, probably.
Yeah.
If we're talking dad wives, yeah, probably needs to go a little bit harder sometimes. But you're covering all your bases, so you're gonna be a good you're gonna get the job done 9 times out of 10. Yeah.
It's you're not going to accidentally blast any soil out of your pots.
This is exactly this is the thing, this is what concerns
nurturing.
Me.
Nurturing. Yeah. It's nurturing.
Mm.
Yeah. I think about my poor grass. The last thing you want to do is jet your grass. Get your lawn.
It's just
No offense to the jets out there, like, you know. But
no offense to our Leos.
There's a time and a place.
Is this the podcast with the most potential titles we've ever had?
It's pretty up there, isn't it? It's the morning podcast.
Yeah. We've got energy. It's not like 9 o'clock when we're trying to go to bed.
Does anyone see themselves as a soaker?
No, I've never.
Because that's. I think that'd be.
I've never been.
Have you ever used a soaker thing?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
yeah, I'm with you, Ellis. There's something wrong.
That's some weird shit going on there. You're a soaker. You need to have a good hard look at yourself. If you identify as a soaker, like it's your choice. I'm not soak shaming you, but Jesus Christ,
we're not alienating anybody here.
No, true, but I'm with Ellis. No. If that's your main,
you
setting,
speak your truth.
What are you doing?
I just think
if you're just get a bloody watering can if that's what your goal is.
Just get a bucket.
Get a watering can.
Well, if you're a soaker, you don't need a hose fitting at all. Just
no, that's right.
Open ended.
100%.
Exactly.
Well said.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just chop the end off it.
You just dribble it out.
All
right. So now we've scared off anyone admitting they're a soaker.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
Who's next?
I'm definitely Light Rain.
Light Rain. Yeah.
Rain. I like that. You are Light Rain.
We go and I are both Libras. We're both Libras. Born 11 days apart.
Yep.
Yeah. It's similar. Called Light Rain.
Light Rain. Not mist? You're not a mister?
No, not mist. I think
that's too far.
Yeah, mist is... There's too much... You've got to be out there for too long if you're on mist.
You've got to be out there for too long, yeah.
And also, any wind...
There's gentle touch and then there's too gentle.
Any wind and you're gone.
Yeah,
you just
right.
disappear.
It is.
So yeah, it has to be Light Rain because it's still going to... You're still getting enough... out and into the world.
You're substantial enough. Yeah.
And good.
Substantial enough.
I'm glad that metaphorically, Ben, you're not just anytime there's a little bit of wind, you disappear.
No.
That's not what you're saying here.
No.
No, I'm out in it. Heavy, like strong enough to withstand a light breeze.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt.
I'm the same as hell, so I'm in shower setting. You walk around. Maybe it's the teacher in us. You've got to walk around and make sure every plant's feeling comfortable with their day.
Get nervous.
You actually engage with them with a powerful jet. You can stand far away. I think we like to get in a bit closer and get to know the plants a bit more.
Yeah.
I understand
that.
I know this is a safe space for me. I don't feel judged with you gentlemen. I do not have a lawn. So it's just all about the plants. So it's just going one by one rather than just standing back. I like to go to them, meet them where they are.
Let's not forget, we've got to do our cars with these hoses as well.
Yeah. Well, that's different. I mean, that is different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I see myself perhaps as cone.
Ah.
Ooh.
It's kind of halfway between jet and shower, I think.
I agree with that.
So, you know, there is a bit of that jet dynamism, but also...
I would value... I like the flat... What's that
flat's
called?
Underrated.
The flat rating as for... You know, removing things from your concrete.
Absolutely.
Not cleaning the concrete, but just...
But hang on. We're now moving from describing which is us to what we would actually do with these settings. So,
well, there's a bit of me that's like that, you know. So, you know,
I think flat's underrated. I think that it's got its place, which doesn't get used enough. The people that go jet or shower, there is
I keep bringing it back to Korea, and it's kind of using the flat one is kind of like busting out teacher voice. Just like, you know, it's a shower. No, there you go. Get rid of that.
Yeah.
And then just sparingly.
I wish my hose made that noise.
Ben's out doing 6 a.m. watering.
Jesus.
Short shower.
Better than soak. You don't want to be sitting there listening to that.
Oh, yeah, gross.
Sloppy shit. listeners, we need to know what setting are you and why. But let's have a break.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Now, I did tease you with a second supermarket aisle anecdote.
Okay. Look out.
I've found lately that I'm bonding very well with my youngest son with dark humor. He's in year 8, and I remember year 8 so clearly, and I also remember my sense of humor in year 8. So I've kind of moved away from... stopping myself with some dark humor things and just going...
Its filters come off a little bit.
Filters come off. It's okay.
Mm.
But he's doing it back as well, which is what I'm really loving. Yeah. The example of that being at the shops. We were walking in and Dylan said something to me and went, "Oh, you're nonce." And I went, "Sorry, what?" And he said it again. I said, "Do you know what that means?" And he went, "Oh, it's just like an idiot or something, isn't it?" And I went...
I thought that too.
So,
all my life, I thought that.
Oh, really?
I went, no,
until
it's not.
Until recently, yes.
That's a kiddie fiddler, son. You don't want to be calling people that.
Which is
that.
One of my favourite phrases.
Yeah.
You don't want to be calling people that, all right? Mm. And he went, oh, yeah, fair enough. Anyway, we get into the supermarket. We're in the aisle where the moisturisers are. And he goes, oh. Maybe I was right with what I called you before. And I look at him and he points above me, and above me is the sign that says grooming.
Nice. That's a proud moment.
You definitely don't want that to be your hose setting.
I just went, son, I'm so happy we're getting treats after this.
Dad, the sign.
So, yeah, It's the start of some great comedy. I'm very happy about
fair
it.
Enough. Fair enough. Deal.
Rich, I don't know if this will be the start of some comedy. Might be the start of some anxiety. You are taking your family on a trip to Europe for how many weeks?
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Should we start with...
Why aren't you in the airport?
Let's start... No. Why?
Okay.
Let's start
It started with friends of ours. They came into some inheritance and they said, we'd like to do something nice with our friends. We're hiring a catamaran in Croatia for a week. Would you like to come with your family? So that's where it started. And we're like, that sounds incredibly generous, blah, blah, blah. And then we kind of talked about it and we're like, how many opportunities are you going to get like this in your life? Very few. It's probably beyond what we would ever do. So we thought, yep, give it a crack. And also Tony's got her grandmother over there as well. So, and she's definitely getting on and the kids have never met her. We were planning on going over. She's in England. So in Europe, the general vicinity. And so we were planning on going over prior to COVID in 2020. We had it all booked in and then that put a kibosh on that. So it was an opportunity to go and see her. That was there. And then we've added in a bit of Ireland and London and Paris as well, because that's kind of along the way. So it sprung from that. And I've got to say, I'm probably much more excited than I am anxious. So I feel like my whole life has been preparing for this trip. If I can get through this trip, then we can do pretty much anything. Not to put too much on it, but I feel very well prepared. It's all there. Should all be good. And, you know, whatever happens, happens from here at the moment. It won't be due to any kind of poor planning, that's for sure.
Mm. Yeah, okay. That's dad confidence. I'm loving
this. Yeah, this is my only source of anxiety. If I get to Adelaide Airport tomorrow, then everything else will be cream cheese. But
did you say if you
Well, this is my only source of anxiety is my vehicle has a tendency to be unreliable and my wife has insisted that we drive mine because it'll be sitting at the airport for 6 weeks rather than her lovely car. So I was in two minds about it. I can understand where she's coming from in that regard.
So what time? Let's do some dad math.
Just look at Ben. Just look at Ben for a second there.
He's thinking, can I drive to Mildura today to a car swap so Ellis has a decent car to drive him tomorrow? That's what he's thinking. He's a good man. He's a light rain.
Well, this is our big problem, okay? And I know that Maddie's got it in a similar kind of vein, but probably not quite as severe in that it is highly more populated and there are other options between Canberra and Sydney. You other gentlemen, I know that you have your issues with the M1 and bits of metal falling on them and train anxiety. However, we were talking like our two choices are either Melbourne, which is 6 hours away, or Adelaide, which is 4.5 hours away, and then deciding what the best option is there. And Adelaide won out with flight times and linking up and stuff like that. So that's why we went there. But yeah, it's been fine. And when I say fine, it's been fine for 18 months. Like, I haven't had any issues.
But how far have you driven it?
This is the thing. I've given it probably two reasonable runs.
This is why it's just the dad anxiety will forever be just getting to the airport. Mm-hmm. It's not the 6 weeks in Europe.
Get to the airport.
It's can you get
not at all. No, once it's that, getting to the airport, it's literally all it's about. That's the only anxiety that I have. So, we're giving ourselves plenty of time. There's no point in us hanging around tomorrow. Like, we're not going to achieve anything at home by leaving it to the last possible minute to leave. We're not Scotch Garden. We're not going to retile the roof or anything like that. Yeah. Everything will be done the savvy. Final kind of checks and balances tomorrow morning. Maybe a quick get the dishwasher on. We've got people who are going to come and watch the house for us and making sure we change the beds and stuff like that. But there's no real pressure to leave by any time. I'm aiming for 10, I reckon probably 10:30, 11 if we're away by then. Then we can get to the Adelaide Hills and have a bit of a late lunch at Harndorf, nice German sausage, bit of schnitty, nice big stein. And then we're from there, it's only 40 minutes to the airport. Worst case scenario, I abandon the car and we get to the airport. Like, you know, this is the way that my mind works. Where can I... It's just the huge, vast desert in between here and there, which is the concern.
Well, that was all on the PowerPoint presentation to your family earlier, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Two quick questions. How many times do you think you'll check the oil and water today?
Look, oil should be fine, water should be fine. It's been a crank error, which for some reason keeps coming through from the... And this is where I'll try... I will give it a good run this afternoon. I'll give it, like, just a quick 10K flat stick just to clear the particle filter, like it's a diesel. So what happens is the diesel particle filter gets clogged up and then there was something wrong with one of the gaskets. It cost me like $5,500 to get it cleared out. And then I kept getting this crank error coming through. So the mechanic was like, we just reset it basically every time.
And he said, that was actually referring to you.
I mean, can we call the episode crank anxiety as well? There's a lot of crank anxiety.
Anxiety, yeah. I'll do the tires, make sure we're all good. Look, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It will be fine.
Just mantra.
It'll be fine.
The other thing is, did you say people are coming over to change your beds? What does that mean?
No, he needs to change the beds. People are coming over to stay at the house.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
People are coming to stay.
He likes coming home to new beds every time.
I was going to say, you got to change the sheets every week when you're not there. Be interesting.
I've actually got a team of bunkies coming in. They're going to glue everything to the roof while we're gone.
Excellent Twitch reference. Right.
It's my prank on my family.
Okay. So, all right, well.
Yeah. So, very excited.
Give us a percentage. How much of this bravado is real? And how much are you masking your dad's anxiety?
As I say, literally, and thanks for just really drawing it out on me now, because I've been avoiding thinking about it, and now I'm...
What did you think was going to happen?
Wow, well, I didn't think that it was going to make me rethink all my life choices.
This is why we did it early in the day. This is why we're recording early, so that we've got some more time.
Work the poison through, and you'll be fine.
Through will be good. I'm just as concerned... Okay, and honestly, my only other anxiety is about my sprinklers. They're just... Because we've just had the bathroom and laundries done, so they turn the electricity on and off that many times that I gave up on resetting the sprinkler system, like having to go through and reset it all. So I've got to do that this afternoon as well, which means I have to look through it and just like, it's that thing of, I like to give it a run of a couple of times just to make sure that it's all running and I'm not going to get that. So it's all just going to be hope for the best that it's going to come through. But
what would happen if you didn't do that?
Brown lawn. The worst possible scenario. The worst thing that could possibly happen to a dad.
No compliments.
No, I won't be inviting the dad-in-law around my place.
Is it possible you'll fly all the way to England, see Tony's grandmother, and then pull out some Polaroids of your... What do you think of this lawn? Yeah, that looks pretty nice. All right, thanks. See you later. It's lovely to see you again.
Talking about looking at Google Maps and stuff, like we sometimes jump onto realestate.com and gives you your property thing, but it shows you like the previous listing. And I look at how nice the lawn and gardens were when we first moved in compared to now, and that's some depressing shit right there. So yeah,
it's a deck for me.
That's a segue. I'm just trying to get away. I'm trying to get away from the anxiety about everything else.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that'll
be good. It'll be great. It'll be really good.
Any other questions for Rich? 6 weeks in Europe's a big deal.
Well, I don't want to be mean. I do have a question.
No, do it.
So how many different flights are you going to be going on in Europe?
Internal flights?
Yeah.
Just two.
Okay.
Or three.
That's all right. I was just...
You're just talking about dad anxiety times a thousand every time, yeah.
Airport. Well, that's the only other stickler is we've got to get from... a friend's place in Northern Ireland, the northern part of the Republic, just north of Galway, across back to Dublin. The flight leaves at midday and it's a 3.5 hour drive. So, and it's to get back to Manchester. So I've got to be at the airport for 10. So leaving about 6:30, and these people do love a drink.
Right. And how many days are you with them?
That's probably
I thought you were
just two nights.
I thought you meant you were worried about your family getting up and getting moving, but you're worried about...
No. I'm worried about...
Yeah, that's a tricky one with two nights.
Worried about... Well, this is it. First night, you got to go hard. You can't kind of settle in and just go, oh, you know, I've had a long day. Oh, we'll have a quiet one tonight. But either way, both nights will be big.
Well, just say, look, I'm happy to have a hard night first night. Can the second night be tea and ginger nuts, please?
Yeah. Little area set up. Blankets?
Yes, please. Here's a blanket. Keeping up appearances on the telly.
That's right.
But it's probably the only tricky one. Everything else is pretty cool. We've got good flight times, like flying out of Paris at 12, leaving Dubrovnik at about 2 in the afternoon. So they're all kind of, there's nothing too hectic and early and horrible. Like it's all kind of, yeah.
They're well planned.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. It's well planned.
It's, look, best laid plans fall apart. And it's happened to be many times traveling. That's what you've got to expect. You've just got to be aware of it and know what you can do and what you can't do in those situations. Like, I got completely screwed by Aeroplot once. They called us through to the gate and literally locked the gates behind us. And this is in Moscow Airport. And then said, oh, the flight's been delayed by 5 hours and there was no bathrooms, there was no food, there was nothing. And we just sat there and there weren't even seats or anything. Like it was just like literally the holding bay where you walk out onto the flight and that's where they'd locked us in for 5 hours.
See, that's the wrinkle, isn't it?
That was a tough one. But that one then meant like I gave myself, I think, 4 hours between flights with different airlines. Mm. And I thought, oh, yeah, that'll be fine. Nah, I was screwed. And that was a complete loss.
I don't think I mentioned this last year. I don't know why. It was like the when we flew into Osaka, we had people on the flight had realized on the flight that their connecting flight to Tokyo was from a domestic terminal rather than they thought they could just, you know, change planes, except they had to realize on the flight that they had to get off the plane, wait for their bags, then go to the domestic. They thought it would just be changed over. So they had like 6 hours of sitting there thinking about how quickly they could get off the plane when it landed. That's what they were doing the whole time. They were just freaking out the whole time. And I wish as soon as they left, I just said to Jazz, I really should have got their contact details just to find out how that went.
Pull up.
They literally had like 12 minutes or something like that to go get their bags, run across the domestic terminal and then get checked in. Like it was just, they just thought, oh, we'll get off the plane and then we got plenty of time. And they're like, no.
So it was a flight with a different airline, was it?
I'm not sure. It was just one of those things where they hadn't really checked on that until they were in the air.
I'm getting anxious right now thinking about that.
Really struggling. Oh. Yeah, so I wish I knew how that went, but just that was the hell that we all fear is 6 hours of sitting there thinking about what happens.
Thinking about things there, yeah.
Well, we've got to let Travel Dad go so he can
travel,
you know, get into his routine. Yeah. But this
just... Go check the fucking car now, don't I?
You'll be happy for 5 minutes and you'll go, well, was what I saw really real? And go and check it again.
Yeah. But, true. And passport? Is the passport? Have you got your passport? Yeah. Everyone got their passport? Yes.
Oh, don't start. Don't even start that.
Like, I packed it 8 times.
Don't even.
Wait a minute. Let me just check.
Which bag did I put it in? I got rid of that car. I got rid of that bag. That's right.
There's four of us. Have I put in my old passport, which I've thrown away? No, it's...
I think it's made me think about when you do a lot of traveling before you become a dad. Hmm. Such a weird feeling of the difference between how you reacted to setbacks prior to having a family to worry about and now. And also, you've seen horror stories. That was that due to your dad anxiety?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not actually, I shouldn't have said that. That's a bad thing to maybe end
with. I'm just making sure that George isn't wearing too many layers
too
of clothing.
Too many layers of clothing.
When we go through
exactly
Dubai
right.
Airport.
That is exactly
great
right.
Thinking. See?
Layers of clothing.
All right.
The Wiggins is crawl so everyone else can walk.
We wish you well, Rich.
Thank you very much. No, I'm very much looking forward to it. I actually asked him if he wanted to come on today and gave Paul a yell. So
oh, sweet.
Paul, buddy.
Yeah, it's like midnight over there now, isn't it?
It's 2 a.m. That'll be right.
Yeah, catch up with Paul.
I'm bringing tubes and meat pie flavoured shapes. Oh, have been the request from Irons. Well, I suggested the shapes. He requested the tubes. And neither of which will be mocked or admonished by me because
it's
a great decision.
What are you going to do? Going to wait all that time to eat tubes, eat like five of them and go,
I'll keep quiet. I'm going to keep quiet about that.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
All right. Well, that's us. Rich, send through updates, fella. We're going to need to know how it's going.
Absolutely.
Remember, there's a bit weird, but fair enough, I guess. That's just finished a season. Go and check that out if you like. There's What's the Go if you're into NRL. There's Swinging on the Flippity Flop if you want to hear 90s stuff. Matt, what's happened to Chattering Classes? That hasn't been coming out.
Well, as an exclusive here, I think I might just stop. It's been 12 years.
Fair enough.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I like being a guest.
About the next big thing.
I like being a guest. Organising stuff. It's not, you know.
You're not going to have a finale extravaganza?
I'm trying to get a finale together, but the other people involved keep faffing me around. So, and now Maron's come out and cancelled his podcast. I'm going to look like I'm following him.
Taking all your
time. I planned this like a month ago.
Oh, all right. Well, that's... That's...
Everyone with their pulse on the podcasting world.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Oh, keep making it up.
Damn it. Now I've got to go on for another 3 years.
That's a little anticlimactic, but...
It is anticlimactic, and I promise it will be when I actually get around to recording.
Just one...
It'll be like a shower. It'll be like a shower. It'll be like a soaking finale podcast.
Oh, yeah. Just 10 seconds long.
Just dribble out.
I'm done with this. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
And then I'll just leave it. It'll be an hour long, and it'll just be left.
Just silence. Yeah.
Soaker.
It's a soaker ending, for sure.
Oh, no, no. Something about that phrase.
All right, that might do us.
Yeah, well. That's it.
All right, bye.
This is an Angry Chimp podcast.